There is a power beyond all other. It is the power of life. All too often we are disconnected from it. But from time to time, our soul is awakened. Our soul is reminded, nudged into remembering that there is truth, there is beauty, and that the desires of our heart are not illusions, but clarion calls toward that which is true. There is a reason. There is an answer. And no matter what else is going on in this universe, in this world, there is a power greater than all other power. And I was reminded for I saw that the light is changing, that the earth has tilted and cracked the veil once more. Eternity's magic rushes in as the mundane surrenders its hold, spilling into and over from that place where things are as they ought to be, that place of consummation, the exquisite, where hunger is satiated and longing finds its rest. The light shimmers and sparkles and shines, dancing off multicolored hues, moved about by the cooling breezes. Shades of green, yellows, reds, and brown. They are alive in the new light. My soul is quickened, sweet with a sadness whose ache stirs a longing now frantic for life. Distractions vanish, the fog lifts. Clarity calls, nudges, and beckons me. It beckons me to awake from the dreary dream and its shadowy forms. Smothered soul surges from the depths, desperate to break the surface, filling the void, the vacuum, with substance. Past and future's illusions fall away. Now is all. Eternity's rapture rushes through spirit and flesh. Conquest complete. I am captured and held in the sway of my beloved. Ego broken, self surrendered to that which is real and beyond the senses. Passion rising, staking an unequivocal claim to what is mine by birth. Yes, 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 I am. It is. We are joined in the Creator's dance and feel its power. Moved, broken, and remade in the image of what ought to be, but is now not yet. Joy and sorrow live together there in that place between the now and that which is coming. But that is living. Being alive brings pain and pleasure. Sometimes at once. Holding them in tension is living and is the power of creation. First the sun, now the bright light muted in the cool, quiet rain. Tender, gentle drops fall and break on me. I hear them fall, kissing the leaves on their way. Communion with her, the rest, the easy conversation, it heals and renews hope. The changing light transforms the sky's tears into jewels to adorn my skin. And my heart breaks with joy to know the living of it. I see, I feel, I breathe in. I breathe in the magic of what has always been hidden within view. And I am grateful for the times when my slumbering soul blinks awake. My soul's secret and silent hallelujah. It erupts and thunders its release. I rise on the currents of spirit and flesh, knowing the God of life. Then collapse, spent, humbled. Sweetness feeds my spirit. Gratefulness, her response. And even now, eternity recedes, flowing back into the depths, leaving me uncovered, unfinished. Longings lure, and its exquisite ache, it points the way. Both sunshine and rain will fall. Bitter and sweet will fill the cup. Don't avoid one for the other, but be nourished by both. Rapture requires grief to balance what is not yet with how it ought to be. This is true living. For there are cracks in everything. And that's how the light gets in. Thank you, Mr. Cohen. Be groovy, y'all.